study was done, and they did it with men and they did it with women, and they questioned through questionnaires people who had these quantum experiences that I've just described that lead you into inspiration before and after this experience. So the people were given a questionnaire and they were asked their most important values, what it is that they valued, what was most significant of a list of like 10 things that were there. And they were to organize them in the sense of what was the most important to them and what was the least important to them on this list, all right? And then people would have these experiences, these changes, they described in so many different ways. And then they would be given the same questionnaire years later and ask the same question and see if this kind of a quantum experience, this kind of a vivid, enduring, benevolent, surprising experience would change you. And by the way, if you're listening to this now and you have just heard what I've described, the likelihood is that you're going to have one soon. Truly. Because now you have tuned in, if you believe that, and think the likelihood is that something's going to happen and you're going to either hear those voices or see those lights or feel that rush of spirit running through you or feel as if there is someone with you, a senior partner that is there. You'll feel God. You'll feel the presence of this and you'll hear it and you'll see it in a number of ways. I'll describe a couple of these that have happened to me a little bit further into this program. So I'm just going to do the first five because of time constraints. I'm going to start with men. So men were given this questionnaire before and after. And men who, prior to having one of these quantum change experiences that I just described that lead you into the afternoon of your life, usually in America around 40, or in the Western world, I should say, around 40, the number one value that men had before these quantum changes, mostly in their 20s, was wealth, the accumulation of wealth, okay? Most of us men listening had that pretty much programmed into us, didn't we? Being rich, accumulating money, saving for the future, getting a 401k, having enough put away, lots and lots of talk about money and being told that how important it is to be financially independent and so on. Big, big, big item and issue in a man's life. Man has a quantum experience in his life, moves into the afternoon of his life. The number one quality out of the 10 that were on there, he rearranges it, and the number one thing in his life is now spirituality. Feeling a sense of being close to God, inspired. Second most important characteristic on this male program that I'm presenting here is a sense of adventure. That was the number two thing. Like, I want to feel adventurous. I want to feel like I can get out there and do macho male things, whatever it might be. Whatever that is, getting out there, maybe doing whitewater rafting and maybe going hunting and, you know, killing some bears or something from a helicopter, very macho thing to do, you know, from a distance, you know, so that it's no danger to me, you know. Whatever. Adventure. Second most important characteristic after one of these events. You see what I'm talking about here? Now, this is a shift. This is a huge shift. Personal peace. Being at peace, having a sense of peace in my life, inner peace, wanting to feel like a peaceful human being, instead of feeling all the pressure, all the tension, all the stress that I'm constantly feeling all the time because I've got to accumulate wealth, because I've got to do these things, because I've got to fit in, because I've got a family, because I've got a mortgage. And, you know, you can just sense what the pressure is there. All I want to do is be at peace. I just want to feel peaceful. Number two quality after being close to God. Third, for men, prior to one of these experiences was achievement in the morning of his life. I need to achieve. I need to get to the top. How to succeed in business without really trying. You just go back and look at that old musical and you'll see exactly what that is. It's important for me to set goals, to get ahead, to be ahead of other people, to move up on the chain of command, to be promoted, to whatever it might be. The third most important characteristic for men after these quantum experiences, and this is, by the way, thousands and thousands of people being examined here, was family. Caring for my family, just knowing that my family is safe and loved, that's more important to me than anything. The fourth was a sense of pleasure. Men said, I just want to have pleasure in my life. I want to get laid. I want to get some sex. I want to drink. I want to feel good. I want to have some pleasure. I want to enjoy myself. The fourth most important characteristic after one of these experiences had nothing to do with pleasure. It had to do with living God's will. Living God's will. Whatever God's will is, I want to be a part of that. This is not a religious conversion at all. This is nothing about religion. The fifth is to be respected. To be respected by everyone. And this fifth characteristic became honesty. To finally say, I'm an honest man. I'm really honest. What I'm saying is how I am. I'm walking my talk. I want to be able to do that, even if it means admitting weakness. And the sixth, I'm going to do six, obviously. Having fun. The sixth most important thing for a man before that was fun. And the sixth, the most important thing for a man after this was humility. Just slaying my ego a little bit. Not feeling like I have to be better than somebody else. Okay. So that's what it was for men. Now for women, the first and most important quality for a woman in her teens and 20s, prior to having one of these quantum events, believing that this was the most important thing of her life, was family. That was the number one characteristic or quality. My family. Having a family, raising a family, being there for my family. After this experience of a quantum change, afternoon of your life, number one quality characteristic was my personal growth. Growing as a woman. I want to feel that I am more than just someone who takes care of a family. More than being a good mother. More than being a good wife. What Jung was saying, I'm tying this in with what Jung said, is that the truths of the morning of your life become lies in the afternoon. Now they become a lie. That it's more important for me to be a person who is growing and contributing and making a difference than it is to be seen as the caretaker of a family. The second most important characteristic for a woman before these quantum experiences was a sense of independence, feeling independent as a woman. That's what these young women wanted. The second most important characteristic after one of these quantum experiences for a woman was self-esteem. I want to feel good about myself. I want to feel as if I'm valuable, as if I'm worthy, as if I count. And I want to be around people who reinforce this idea, not people who treat me as if I'm someone who's there to serve them only. The third characteristic for a woman before a quantum experience was career. After family and independence, career. The third most important characteristic for a woman after one of these experiences was spirituality. Feeling spiritual. The fourth quality for women before this quantum experience was fitting in. Being accepted and fitting in and not being seen as different. The fourth and most important quality for a woman after one of these experiences was happiness. I want to be happy, and I haven't been. I've been fitting in. I've been independent. I've been wanting to be all of these things. I've been wanting to take care of my family. Now, I choose to be happy, and I'm only going to be that if I can be doing what I'm here to do and living the life that I know is true for me. The fifth characteristic for a woman was attractiveness, to be seen as attractive. And now the fifth most important characteristic was to be seen as a person who is generous. Generosity, my ability to be able to give and support and provide and to help the world. My family, of course, the people that I love, but I want to be seen. It's more important for me to be generous than it is to be beautiful. And finally, sixth,